Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, December 15. Coming up, investigation underway at St. Thomas Infirmary following death of two male wards. Pika introduces Dropbox and courier service and adequate supply of fruits and vegetables available to meet festive season demand. The news in detail after this message.
Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas.
Wow, plan the fancy Christmas dinner?
Cooking it not easy, you know.
Why?
Have to do chicken, ham, veggies and stuffing. Gonna have to do it in shifts.
You can make it easy and save a bundle on energy cost.
Oh, please.
Your oven has two shelves. Put the chicken and ham together, then put the stuffing and veggies in the toaster oven. Save a bundle.
Why didn't I think of that?
No one thinks about saving energy and money when cooking. If we did, we'd cut heaps off our light bills.
Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas. Save energy, save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, your energy advisor.
Now the news. Investigations continue into the deaths of two elderly male residents at the St. Thomas Infirmary. It has been reported that the deaths resulted from a bacterial outbreak. However, local government and community development minister Desmond McKenzie says preliminary reports indicate that the cause of the deaths is not a source of concern among the wider population. He says an autopsy is to be conducted on both bodies.
We have started to look at the situation at the infirmary, and following that, I'll be visiting the location on Monday with the medical team from the Ministry of Health and other stakeholders just to have a first hand look at the situation. But in terms of what has come out of the investigation so far and what I've been advised by the medical team, that there is not an outbreak. The assurance that we have gotten is that it is not something that is widespread across the infirmary. There are no other cases that has been identified.
Checks have been carried out by the health and local government ministries, the local health board, and the Southeast Regional Health Authority. The government will handle funeral arrangements for the deceased senior wards. The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, has introduced a Dropbox and courier service at its head office on Constant Spring Road in St. Andrew. Persons seeking to renew passports can deposit their completed forms in the kiosk provided for processing with immediate effect. The system forms part of efforts to improve service delivery and will facilitate speedier passport renewals by eliminating the need for clients to join queues to have documents processed. Chief Executive Officer of PICA, Andrew Winter, says the associated courier service being done in partnership with DHL Jamaica Limited will enable clients to arrange for the delivery of their documents after making the requisite payments.
This service will be rolled out in Kingston, and the plan is to roll it out Kingston, Montego Bay, and over the next few months, we look at all our locations.
In the meantime, Chief Executive Officer of PICA, Andrew Winter, says the online passport application system and Customs and Immigration C5 declaration form will be launched in short order. The Customs and Immigration declaration form will enable persons returning to Jamaica to complete the form ahead of their arrival.
There are a number of initiatives that we are working on, and these initiatives are all there to assist you, our customers, passengers, and fellow citizens of Jamaica to enjoy the services and products being offered by the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency.
Mr. Winter was speaking at the launch of PICA's Dropbox and courier service at the Police Officers Club in St. Andrew on Thursday. And Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda says there will be adequate supply of vegetables and fruits to satisfy demand throughout the holiday season. Mr. Samuda says while the production of some crops has been affected by the consistent heavy rainfall, the government has taken the necessary steps to bring in produce not readily available on the local market. Among the produce listed for importation are peppers, potatoes, carrot, tomatoes, ginger, melons and cantaloupes.
Although we have already taken all the necessary steps to ensure that we will have an adequate supply, we nonetheless will continue the process of consultation with the trade to ensure that there are no shortages.
The agriculture minister was speaking at a press briefing in St. Andrew earlier this week. He says while heavy rains will affect overall growth of the agriculture sector for the last quarter of the calendar year, the industry has achieved self-sufficiency in the production of poultry meat, eggs, and pork. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.